And at a dime, what's another way of saying a dime?
What's another way of saying a dime?
I don't know. You say, instead of give me a dime, give me...
Give me a 10 cents piece, I mean.
Like, when you go out in the wintertime, what do you put on of your clothes?
Overcoat or some heavier coat.
And if that coat had fancy buttons, you'd say, this coat has fancy...
Fancy buttons?
Yeah.
Or it has, odd buttons.
Okay. And where would you say? I mean, like if you were trying to tell them.
How would you like my coat? With the buttons on it? How you like the buttons on my coat?
Right. All right. Sometimes between your coat and shirt, if you're really getting dressed up, you might wear a smaller piece of clothes that has buttons up it. And people used to carry, I think, their watches in them. I think they had a watch pocket.
This.
Did you ever remember that being called anything else?
No, number of this or whatever it's called.
All right, now going back to a suit. If you went out and buy a suit, you'd probably have a coat and a vest and what would be the
pair of pants.
All right, can you think of anything else you might call it?
Trousers.
What about if you were, say, working around, when you worked on the farm, you worked around the barn or something, what would you wear? Would you have a different name for the pants you wore then?
At that time, we called them overalls.
If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, here,
I'm bringing your coat.
If you're still talking about this coat, you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It did fit.
Okay. If your old clothes wore out, or your old outfit, we were just talking about wore out, you say, well, I'm going to have to go in town because I need this church. I'm going to have to buy
a new suit, some new clothes, anything.
Right. All right, if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Bag out, I mean punch out, or whatever you may call it.
All right, say you bought this shirt, okay, and it isn't sanitized, and you're worried about when it gets washed in hot water, you say, I hope it won't.
Sure.
Okay. Can you think of another word you might use there?
I hope it won't be too small for me. You can say that. I know, I hope it don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just hope it don't get too small. I hope it don't draw up.
Alright. Now, when a girl goes out to a party and she's in there getting ready, you say, she likes to...
She likes to... put her makeup on. Mm-hmm. She likes to be... When she go out, she likes to be... she likes to be with.
What about if it was a little girl and she likes to dress in her mother's clothes?
Oh yeah, she's...
What would you say she liked to do?
I say she trying to get grown too quick one thing.
All right, what about this?